Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I would say that golf probably is one of those things in life that goes against, and I would say this would be the same for you, like the game of golf, the culture of golf, against my core.
Oh, you should see that when the PGA is meeting about what they're going to do to repair the relationship with the players. It's like 4 older white men.
And I mean, that's what golf is.
And I'm like, they really need to get some, like some...
Ugh, and it's like
youth and diversity up in that
room.
There's
so many rules.
Ugh.
And the rules are getting passed down from generation to generation.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, it's Wednesday.
Hi, it's Wednesday, which means that we are here just to talk to you about anything that's happening in TV, culture, Hollywood. And of course, if there are social media
dramas,
we're here to, you know, tease about it and talk about it.
I love when people, so I never know what to watch because I go on every app and then my husband goes through every, we like go through chick, and it drives me crazy because we spend 15 minutes going to look at shows and I'm like, I don't know if it's a man thing where, and it hurts my brain when he goes, that noise when it goes over and over and I'm like, I can't do this. I actually can't do this.
It takes me a long time to find something that I like. Also because I have been watching so much TV.
Crime.
Just TV too. All this, all the good series that people watch. Or it's like they say watch this one. But I'm like, if when I hear like Yellowstone, they've always told me to watch Yellowstone. So I'm like, okay, I have so many seasons and I have so many episodes. It feels too daunting to start now. Although it's nice to have something to look forward to. I feel like if I can't get into it, and don't tell me it's a slow start. Because I can't take a slow start. You got to get me right away.
I think it depends what you're watching for. So I'm loving the golf one because
you're so rich.
Well, I know, but they
I like that hot one.
Well, there's so many on this one.
I've got a particular, that bad boy.
Johnson?
No.
Oh.
No.
So I hate golf. I don't really like golf. Actually, it's making me appreciate golf in a different way because I like to know their story. So I don't just like the people who show up and I have no idea who they are and they're like, oh, they won this. Well, first of all, we started in season one and this was prior to Liv coming up.
Tell them what Liv is if they don't know.
Listen, I'm no expert, but Liv is this secondary league that opened up to compete against the PGA.
In Dubai, right? Dubai, the money came from Dubai?
The money came from Dubai. And the contracts, it was Saudi money. I don't know if that's Dubai. Okay. I'm not sure what that is, but Saudi money. The amount of money they were offered to go and play was unfathomable. Like, I am talking, so you have to play to win a massive tournament, like a Masters or one of those. You only make $3 million. Only one person makes $3 million of that whole thing. And there's only four of those. Like, there's not that much money in golf, although there's a ton of money in golf, sponsorship. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's lots of sponsorship.
So, these guys come out of Saudi Arabia, and he's like, I'm going to offer you $180 million.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, to not even very good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of millions. And that's not even the top guy. The top guy is like the older one, the old guy, the famous one. I don't know his name. I forget it already. He was like the original one. Mm-hmm. They needed like an OG to move over because the catch was if you moved over to that golfing league, you did not get any, you couldn't play with the PGA. And the PGA was like, we are nostalgic. We are
They're a major nostalgic etiquette, history, tradition.
Clout. We're the gold standard. Yeah. We're the gold star. If you play for us, you are vetted and
it's not necessarily about these hundreds of millions of dollars. It is like it's all based in tradition and every like golfer, I have a stepdad who is very like rooted in tradition.
Respect
the game and everything was like that is so bad. And then some of the real like amazing players were like, I'll take that contract. If it was my husband, fuck tradition.
Okay.
You take that pay cut. Pay raise.
So the people who took it just made bank. And I feel like they got paid it a large sum up front. Like it was game-changing money for people who already had money. Mm-hmm. And here's what was so ironic. And I'm not going to, you guys can watch a series and I highly recommend the series. But second season is all about the relationship between the two leagues. And
so the PGA was kind of screwed because they were losing their celebrities and best players.
And everyone was like, well, it's the B leaguers who are going. The A leaguers are staying and we're keeping the integrity of the PGA.
But some of the A leaguers left.
Not current A-ers had left. Only one or two, but like not no one. When one person left, everyone's like, oh shit. It took one person. Everyone's like, oh God. But they were still, a lot of the A-listers stayed.
Yeah.
A fucking tweet goes out. The players don't even know this yet.
Mm-hmm.
They learn the same time the world is learning that they're going to merge for a tournament. And the Liv people now get to come and play at this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy, he's like British, Rory something. Mm-hmm. He's like very well known.
Mm-hmm.
He is like the sacrificial lamb. And he has had to step up and do all the media for the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't even know how I got here. Basically, half my life is now talking about. And he has to do it because it keeps the league.
Mm-hmm.
They basically used him to keep the league like integral and be like, no, this is the right thing. And he had to go over and he's like exhausted from just doing it over and over again. He basically wakes up and he's like, are you fucking kidding me that these people now get to come and play? And I turned down probably $300 million. I tried to look at what his contract was given. It was so much money. And they have the Gretzky's on there.
What did they say?
She is like, it changed our life.
Yeah.
My life is so much more balanced now. It used to be chasing these cups.
Yeah.
Now we get to like have balance and choose which ones we want to go to. It's not the pressure to constantly be winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that fucker, Dustin, I think his name is, DJ, walks in from Liv after kind of being like, both just living life. Mm-hmm. And cleans up one of the major tournaments, the first one that they let them back in. Mm. And the PGA Tour is like, oh, fuck. Because they wrote all of them off. And now they're like, well, now we're really fucked. It's still not totally, they don't know how what it's going to look like 100% yet. Mm-hmm. But the dynamics, if you like relationships and like understanding, because so much of what the golfers go through is they're supporting a family and they have to chase these tournaments and hope they make the cut and make the money. And sometimes they totally make it. Mm-hmm. And other times it's such a mental game. They're down and out for a year.
Yeah.
Some of them became famous from this Netflix series and that's fucking with them because they weren't ready because they're like the whole, for me, it's not even about the golf. It's about just this mental fucked up thing that they go through. And it's just, they all fly private jets. Because they have to go fly so much. Mm-hmm. And their caddies are involved and mm-hmm. they're such an integral part in their lives. And mm-hmm. one's going off the rails and the caddy's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I mean, just in terms of relationships and watching men and watching this world that I know nothing about, how much drama. And then like, you're going against your best friend to win and you have to win one to make it to the next. And Tiger comes in. Oh, I don't know. It's pretty juicy.
Is Tiger's son going to be good enough?
I think it's his daughter.
She's good. He's good too. They both play. But is his son going to be good enough?
I mean, good enough. I mean,
to play.
I don't know. If he's going to make the PGA Tour. Yeah. I don't know. I know
people know. I just don't know.
I don't know. Tiger's like a very kind of like small part of the series where everyone's sort of like, Tiger shits the bed on many of the tournaments, but it's sort of like it's Tiger. Mm-hmm. Tiger's earned his like.
Oh, yeah.
So I recommend watching it if you want. It's very calm talking because mm-hmm. golf is very calm talking. So yes. Before bed, it is really a lovely way to like calm talking mm-hmm. and you don't feel on the edge of your seat. Like you don't feel disturbed. Mm. Like I don't like feeling disturbed before bed.
Right.
I don't feel like I don't like having angst before bed about, I worry about the characters on TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't like.
You don't worry about the fact that that poor Rory got screwed and he could have made all that money and now.
I looked up how much he has. He has lots
He'll
of money.
He'll be fine.
Oh, he's got, he has millions and millions upon millions. He just doesn't have hundreds of millions. It's more the fact that he lost what they did to him. Mm-hmm. And one of the announcers or one of the TV people who are interviewing was like, are you saying you think the PGA should be paying you for what you didn't make? And he's like this, yes. And I was like,
kind of.
You told me and I obeyed by your fucking etiquette and you screwed me. I'd be pissed. I think I'd sue them. I don't know for what, for suing them for making.
Well, I guess it was a decision that he made.
He sure did. And he got, that was like,
I would say that golf probably is one of those things in life that goes against, and I would say this would be the same for you, like the game of golf, the culture of golf, against my core.
Oh, you should see that when the PGA is meeting about what they're going to do to repair the relationship with the players, it's like four older white men.
And that's what golf is.
And I'm like, they really need to get some.
Ugh, and it's like
youth and diversity up in that room.
There's so many rules.
Ugh.
And the rules are getting passed down from generation to generation.
Well, some of the wild ones that they're having on Netflix are definitely
switching it up.
Like,
but like one of the guys wore something to the Masters and they made him change.
Yeah, there's some crazy one. There's one who like wears like, he looks like Dumb and Dumber. He like wears orange and he's great. They need that though.
Yes, they need more characters.
That. He's really,
and
he
Dustin
really,
doing blow and getting caught and being married to her. Like, yeah, like, and let's fucking go.
And she goes to the tournaments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the outfits always. Yeah. She doesn't hold back.
I mean, they need their own show.
Yeah. I guess they're too rich. Like,
it is so juicy. It's just the whole, a lot of them with their wives. There's another one's like doing like beer pongs and shit mm-hmm. At home. Just be like, mm-hmm. I'll fucking go. And he just.
It always boggles my mind too when like a golfer, a professional athlete is like out of shape. I'm like, he has to do so much walking. How is he still out of shape? But they can be like drinkers and drugs, like all that stuff.
Wow, the ones that are not winning.
Well, Mickelson. He was the big one.
I do feel like when they were.
The big kahuna. Winner.
I feel like there was like not as many. There's so many up and comers right now. Mm-hmm. And the that they're always rotating. There's no real, like, there's no tiger right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a surprise. Everyone's coming and being like, oh my God, they stole the, there's not one person walking in and dominating. And that's why I think they can have this TV show, because they're, it's the people, basically the outside world, social media, Netflix, because the one guy's like, it's kind of fucked up when you talk about Netflix, but they fucked me. The show fucked me in my brain. I to be famous and shoot whatever I just shot is fucking embarrassing. Like, he's like so, he's cringing at himself. He's like, you're sitting right here filming me doing this. And he basically shits the bed on purpose and he loses himself for a whole year and his wife. And is basically like, if you can't get your shit together, you have to stop. We have a baby. Like, you have to fucking get your shit. He was just parked, basically going and getting wasted everywhere he was on the field, on the screen. Just like, he's like, I don't fucking care. Mm. And then like, you have to practice. Like, I don't want to play anymore. Mm. Oh my God. Just the rebels. Anyways, it was, and my husband likes to watch that car one, but I hate the sound of car racing. Like the actual, I can't.
Yeah. I heard that one's real juicy. A lot of women like that one.
Hurts my brain.
Yeah, I tried once and I was just like, oh, too many interviews.
Yeah.
And I have to be like...
And it's fake drama. This, the golfing one's kind of real drama. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real life drama. And then you can Google them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can Google the race car drivers too.
Not
but
as
interesting. But I feel they're so foreign. It's not so far away.
It's not so interesting. Like, the race car drivers are sort of predictable and they're all like... Mm-hmm. They're like walk in. It's like a team. Mm-mm. It's so dark. The whole thing's dark.
And they could die. That's another thing. Golfers don't die.
That's exciting.
The dying.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like to die in a car crash. No.
Sorry about my dog here.
Stick that goes along with driving on the highway. Nothing with cars.
I do think the series, though, are like Ted Lasso. There's no feel good right now on TV. That was just so...
I'm watching something weird. I don't know.
You love...
No, there's this one show. Like,
talk about the show you hated, but don't tell me what happens because I don't want to talk about it, but everybody's talking about it and I don't want to hear
it. I'm going to tell you what happens.
Wait, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to plug my ears and you're going to tell them about this shitty show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
I'll start off by saying I'll tell you when not to listen. Not yet. So basically it's coming up when someone comes up, when you go to Netflix and you're searching for a series, you want to look at, like, often you'll see what's number one trending right now because you've heard people talking about it. It's coming up in your, like, social for ads and it's a part of conversation. So I saw this one. This is really bad, but I prefer when people are
die.
No, don't have accents. I even like my crime shows if they're British, I'm like, I really have to be like kind of desperate and not have anything. I think that one of our friends told us about this one and I went to it and they were British and I was like, it just takes my brain a little bit longer and I feel like they live so far away.
You want crime in your backyard.
I want American crime. Canadian is even better, just like the one that we just watched. So it's got Stalker. I like it.
Oh, because it's British.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking back to it, I'm like, was it British? Yes.
Yeah, he's from Britain. Okay, he's a Britain British comedian.
Yeah. And so Stalker, like...
It's called Reindeer something. Yeah, Little Reindeer. Baby Reindeer.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to love this. And I watched the whole series in one night. And I'm thinking it's going to be the Stalker. She's going to do some crazy things. She's going to get arrested and it's going to be like, whoa. And it says based on a true story, even though the director, the main character, he's like, obviously I accentuated things for dramatic effect for the show. But it wasn't a relationship just between the stalker and the stalkee. It was really so much more that they don't advertise. They didn't tell us that it was going to be, first of all, they weren't going to let us know that he has a stalker because of kind of his low self-esteem, which is crazy because, you know, it's kind of like he gave the stalker the attention and didn't tell on her because
he liked
deep
it so
down,
much.
He liked the attention. I don't know. Oh. I don't know a lot of people who have been stalked. I feel like I always just thought it was the stalker's crazy and there's like no fault in the stalking.
Most, if you're reporting it, you most are like, get this fucking person out of my life.
Mm-hmm. But in this, it sort of made you feel like, because you don't want to think that there's anything wrong with the person who's been stalked. Like they're a total victim in this. And so I didn't like the way they turned it and sort of made it like him realizing, sort of saying in a way, it's kind of my fault. You know, I don't like that angle either. You know, it's not his fault. She's the fucking lunatic, you know, but then
he also protected her identity.
Yeah.
In the whole movie, he protected everything about her.
Yeah. I've seen her real picture now, but like,
he changed her name.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want the person who's been a victim to be the reason it happened.
Right.
I just want him to be, wasn't his fault. You know, I don't like it when there's like an abusive relationship. And then you're like, oh.
So Natalie's television shows have to be very particular. They have to be in Canada or preferably like
Florida.
The person
who commits the crime is the criminal and the victim is innocent.
That's it.
Because I don't care what that victim did. There is no reason to kill someone and there's no reason to stalk someone. It was kind of like the perfect recipe though. A stalker was probably looking for, because it wasn't her first time.
Oh.
So she was looking for a kind of personality. She knew what to find because the stalkers are very smart, you know.
I don't. Yeah. But yeah, okay, God, I'm glad that you...
Very clever. So she knew what to look for in a victim. Anyways, then this is the part you don't want to listen to.
Okay, hold on.
He's got so much low self-esteem that he's so desperate for someone to give him attention and for him to be a successful comedian that he allows a man to over and over again drug him and rape him.
You just put a trigger warning before you do that.
Trigger warning. And then he keeps going back to him because he's so desperate.
Did he ever talk about his issues?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because then he admits maybe I hate myself more than I want her to stop. Like, I hate.
And he's a comedian.
There's not one
moment. And you know his comedian act was on her, apparently.
What do you mean?
Like, he did comedy around having a stalker.
Mm.
So it was also content for him.
Yes, it was content for him. Yes. Yes, and he did do his stand-up. But there's not one moment of his comedy in the movie that
is funny.
Not one second. He's a terrible, terrible comedian.
Oh.
I don't know. Is he a terrible comedian in real life?
I don't know.
Like, really. Like, he dresses up and, like, uses puppets. He does, like, dad jokes.
Speaking of which, it's so interesting.
So
to say,
don't watch Baby Reindeer. You will not walk out a better person. You won't feel better. You won't feel cleaner. You won't feel like you've learned anything. And you won't.
You know, some people. Here's what I've come to learn in our life that you and I, which blew my mind. You know, we go on tour and we're going to be in a city near you really soon, which is next week or a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Rochester, Boston, and Buffalo. Go to catnet.ca or .com and just look at
tour
tickets.
We're in California and we're in a whole bunch of places in the fall. But we were on tour and I remember we've always asked about shows, okay? Because we see the posters and we see the things. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing called the puppetry of the penis.
Hugely successful.
And they sell it out. And I when I heard that, I thought, just wow. Mm. Just wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that you would watch someone take their penis and
what a random idea.
And make it a puppet,
yeah,
and turn it into different things on stage.
Yeah.
And people sit and watch,
yeah,
the sold out crowds.
And apparently it's hilarious.
Yeah. And I just thought to myself, we probably should get out of show business if we can't sell out the theaters that the puppetry of the penis is selling.
Well, I think that what people needed to get over, one thing is like, I would love to watch anything. And I think that maybe if we went.
I'm not going to that.
No. I absolutely would.
You would go, you would sit front row and watch that?
Yeah.
You would watch that.
Mm. Yes.
Them play around with their balls. And
there's a
reason. Puppets.
It's not like. It's beyond just a niche audience. It has sold out all over the place.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
You 100% they're sold out all over the place?
Yes, and they went on for years and years.
Where's my phone? Mm-hmm. I need to produce this.
And so, of course, I would want to see what is making people, like, get past the point of even, like, being curious but wanting to go over and over and over again. They're doing something interesting, something different. You know, like, we've all seen a musical. We've all seen a comedian. It's like us. We do something different.
We sure do.
So
Puppetry of the Penis is a comedic live performance art show featuring series of genital contortions.
Mm. Yeah, they're genital contortionists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are they British?
Australian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, they have an Instagram. Only 2. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Next, while I'm just going to say the draft. I just wanted to see quickly what their Instagram looked like because they only have 2,000 followers.
I don't think they still tour.
Oh, they're done.
I haven't heard about it lately.
They have a Vegas residency.
Wait, are they good looking? I always picture them being really ugly.
Yeah, no.
And scrawny.
Yep, they are.
Yeah, that's what I pictured.
Yep. Let me just give you a quick little.
If you've seen Puppetry of the Penis, please.
Like,
please send us a message and tell us why it's funny and why people like it.
Yeah.
I feel like the longest running show of all time is the Blue Man Group. Still going every single night all over the world.
Can you imagine your family coming to watch you? Like, coming to support you?
Well, I guess we've got. Actually,
they might be done because there's no post since 2020.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it in years.
So I think they're actually done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their penises, maybe they got, you know, maybe they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And they didn't have anybody to replace them.
Yeah. Or they thought, you know what? It didn't. I'm just mind blown that was an actual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's still going to Vegas.
Years and years and years.
Maybe not. Maybe.
You know why, though? It's such a unique thing. Like, it's something totally different.
You're right. I get. So are we.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're the same thing. But I guess people just love a penis.
Oh.
I don't know. I think what you're saying is that there's an appetite for everything. And you know what?
Yeah,
at the end of it, it says if you're struggling or something like that. So I was wondering if, like, it might be for someone who has stalker, is a stalker, and they're drawn to watch it, that it might give them some insight into what it feels like to be stalked or what could happen to you if you're a stalker.
Oh, it could give people ideas.
Oh.
Of who to look for.
I think stalkers already know. I think it's innate.
It's on the dark web.
Yeah, it's just innately in them. It's like a serial killer. They just know how to do things.
So I have some irony for you, and I'd love your hot take on this, because I know that it's not necessarily a hot topic, but I do believe it's a hot topic and a hot take, because everywhere, and especially in Ontario, they're banning cell phones in schools. Now, here's the irony of the whole thing. I was kind of laughing because I read it, and I've been kind of following it about cell phones and the conversation and what's happening and how it's coming down so hard. And our school board's right now suing all of the social media giants for like $1 billion. They're really going in.
And are they going to use, is the idea that they'll use that money for mental health, for the effects that it's going to have on children, I assume?
I think just how screwed everybody is. Like, yeah, just maybe. But, I mean, will they? Maybe.
But that's what they're saying. That's why they want
them. They didn't say what they were using the money for.
But why else would they sue?
I think so that they have some responsibility.
Ah, good.
In it, right? Don't you do that to be like, hey, you are gonna... Anyways, the irony is that everyone's on social media talking about how it needs to be banned. And I'm like, we're kind of crazy. Like, this.
Yes.
We're kind of crazy.
Yes.
And then the next thing was we follow someone, and she was talking about asking educators their thoughts on this and how they felt about it. And she goes, really, a lot of the educators, like, this is going to be pointless unless parents buy in, because I know a lot of parents are really not buying in and not happy about it. And they went further on to say, parents are mostly the problem, texting their kids all day about conversations. So the kids are distracted from the parents because the parents can have access to them. And so they're using it, being like, yeah, I'm just texting them quickly to remind them. So then they're on their phones, and then we've normalized that they can go on their phones because it might be a text from my parent, and they can text you, like it's a normal form of communication. So my question to you is, is it our right to be able to access them during school? Like, where does that line fall? That because parents are going to say, I have a right to know where my kid is, to be able to call them if I need to get a hold of them for something, and vice versa.
I would be totally fine with going back to like the way that I grew up, that if you need something, you can always call the office and they can get to your kid, and your kid can always use the office phone if they need it. And I don't really need like... And then they can get it when they leave the school. So if it has anything to do with pickup or they need something or like that, I would be fine to not having any, because in an emergency you can.
Yeah.
I'd be fine to not communicate with them in the day.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is it an inconvenience? Because what else do you need to talk about your kids other than during the day?
And even if it's logistics, they can go to the office. I remember like people going and calling the mom, hey, mom, can I go to so-and-so's after school? Like, they'll let you use the phone.
Totally. So or they get their phone back.
Yeah, and they get their phone at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I think they actually can keep their phone on their person. like during in high school and stuff, they just don't want it out on the desk in the school. They don't want it on.
There should be no reason.
Well, then.
Because we know how distracting it, having your phone is. I mean, you're sitting beside your friend in the middle of a conversation and they pull up your phone, their phone.
Because it goes off.
It goes off and then you've lost them in the conversation. Imagine a kid
doing schoolwork. They say even having your phone on the desk, like a kid having a phone on their desk, is a distraction in their brain because they're wondering what's going on. And then they'll get 75 snap notifications about just like a picture of their eye, you know, someone else's eye. And it's just the fact that it can take their train of thought and move it. But
yeah.
I just thought, you know, this is going to be such a, we're like a guinea pig experiment
because
I'm so curious how, I know some parents are like, good luck, it's never going to happen. But I feel like if the parents are all on board, the school's on board, it's going to happen.
Why can't that just be the rule of the school? And if you don't want to enroll in September and that the rule of the school, then don't go to that school.
I guess so. And then they also said that I was reading comments and someone said that a lot of the kids get VPNs for their computer. So it means that the school can't firewall what they're searching. So then they go on the their computers during school and they can access YouTube and Snapchat. And I guess if no one else has it, then you're just you're the one or two kids who, not everyone, you have to pay for a VPN for us. So I guess some of them will get VPNs, but some of them won't. And they'll, I mean, I guess who are you communicating with if you're a VPN? And it's a lot more it's a lot more cumbersome to go on your computer versus on your phone constantly. But I don't like that they have lunchtime phones because they should be, if you're in a school and you're not allowed to leave and you have to be in like a community, be in the community together. There's, you can communicate later. And I think that we have this I think that, you know, the amount of news and the amount, and I mean like pop culture news. I mean like the amount of drama that goes on online. Nat was just saying before we came on about how much we used to know about famous people. And now it's all about their world people. And I think their friends have replaced
celebrities.
Like the drama of family and friends.
And then like the people in their group and that person that goes to that school is dating that person. Like they're obsessed because you can track
and you can get it all. And so I feel like the pop culture is no longer like pop culture. It's like real life.
Yeah.
It's real life drama.
Yeah. So much of it. Yes.
And so I feel like it's this crazy, manic, within 30 seconds, everybody knows what's happened. Even online, everyone knows what's happened before it's happened. And you're like, oh.
And that's why they say where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's what Nat taught my kid.
If there's a started rumor about something, you know it came from something on the internet that is
But how stressful true. That pops. So if they can't post things at lunchtime, amazing. Maybe it'll keep them 80% more present. And
I was thinking the one time I know that my kids are 100% present, 100% would be when they have a tutor because it's one-on-one, face-to-face, can't pull out your phone.
And sports.
Yeah.
If you can't go on your phone during the sports, you're those are the only times they don't have a distraction.
Yeah.
And are they thinking about the distraction?
On the kid. I guess it depends on what's going on in your life at that time. Right? If you're like breaking up with your boyfriend and then you have to go play a soccer game, are you like, I just want to see my phone to see if he's texted back?
Look, we don't talk about celebrities anymore. No one talks about celebrities. There's no celebrity gossip. Isn't that weird?
And I feel like the people like influencers and stuff, because they don't feel like they have to follow the rules of like celebrities, that they do more juicy things. Because people like the reality outrageousness.
So because reality TV screwed. Like this whole thing with Kyle Richards, I still don't know if she's dating a woman.
I think she is.
She won't say it. Like it's not open, but there's all these pictures of her. I'm like, why? What? But it's like they tease it because they go to a TV show. It's like everything is like just a calculated, you know? Oh, fake.
What?
It's like a fake world. Like everyone just calculates these fake
yes.
You know? Oh, it's all going to die.
How long are we? Our food's been delivered.
We're done.
All right, guys. Well,
let us know what juicy stories you know, and also the news cycle, pop culture cycle goes so quickly. Like it's gone. It comes and it goes. Remember Travis Kelce when he had that issue? Gone. When he yelled at the coach? Gone.
Gone.
Gone. Gone.